This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, 18th of February, 2026, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green, and I am glad to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's show. It was part two, a follow-up to last week, Tuesday's show. Forgive me for not being in studio. I had some extremely important things to take care of last week and this week. But I say thank you for your patience, and I hope that the show was informative and entertaining as well. It was a wonderful experience being able to participate peripherally, like on the fringes of the Lucayan Archipelago Residency 2026 and the Ponciana Paper Press Residency 2026. The show, The Earth Breathes Every Season, is still up at Parkgate. The press is open tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please come out and take a look at the show. I learned so many wonderful things there, right? Like I learned about cocoa plum. You may have heard in the show, cocoa plum, indigenous, maybe one of the only, you know, one of a few fruit species or type plants that are indigenous to these islands. Cocoa plum makes two Caribbean. They don't have the black or the dark purple cocoa plum. They don't have the black cocoa plum deeper south in the Caribbean. Also, they call cocoa plum fat pork, right? And in the Bahamian tradition, the first thing I thought about was fever grass, right? Because we call things what we use them for, right? It's in Asia, they call it lemongrass because they use it to cook and to bring a sort of lemony, citrusy flavor to the food. We use it to treat fevers. We call it fever grass, right? So I thought, okay, why they call it fat pork? Do they call it fat pork because they feed it to the pigs? Or do they call it fat pork because it looks like the fat, the marbling fat on a piece of pork, right? And at the same time, do they call it cocoa plum because the flesh looks similar to the flesh of a just picked cocoa bud, right? Just a truly, truly fascinating experience. I encourage everyone to come out and take a look at the show and take a look at the books that were produced at the show. Handmade materials, handmade. I made banana and sisal paper. It was just a wonderful time. And so I hope everyone enjoyed last week Tuesday's and this week Tuesday's show. We've got lots to talk about. Of course, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition continues. Also, the T-shirt and magazine recycling drive continues. If you want to see what some of those magazines have been used for, come and check out the show, The Earth Breathes Every Season, number 12, Parkgate Road. One last housekeeping note. The Equality Bahamas Book Club meets tonight. Equality Bahamas Book Club meets tonight, I think at 6 p.m. at Pontiana Paper Press. But to register for the book club, you can go online to tiny.cc/FBC2026. That's tiny.cc/FBC2026. So I get lots to talk about, lots on the deck. I'm taking calls this morning. I know you guys got lots to talk about. I heard the tail end of the conversation with the minister responsible for energy and transport, and I get that story on deck. Colby Davis addresses concerns on Uber service, as well as a segment, and I say this with all respect, what the hell are y'all doing in these cars? That's the name of the segment. A few questions about the conviction of Moxie murder, reading from the article, Ferguson sentenced to 40 years for Adriel Moxie's murder. We're going to read and ask some questions about the St. John's melee, right? We're going to read from the articles, Anglican Authority investigating viral video, Nassau Guardian, and video appears to show St. John's College principal with hands around girl's neck. Nassau Tribune, 17th of February, 2026. SpaceX landing approved. There was a notice shared this morning preparing us, giving us a warning for a potential sonic boom. And we're going to read from the article, SpaceX landing approved. But of course, in today's Guardian business section, we can read from SpaceX gets green light to land second rocket booster in Bahamas. And then one story here, fire at illegal dumping site in Abaco subdued after 5 days, official says, which is going to be followed up with government to buy 15 new ambulances for PMH and RAND. And then PLP launch campaign ahead of Lent. That's what I call the segment we're going to be reading from. DPM says PLP will focus on ownership in second term. And Davis says PLP needs a second term. And then I have some excerpts from United States of America Secretary of State's speech to the Munich Security Conference on Valentine's Day. In honor of Black History Month, so I played that song to be open the show with, in honor of Black History Month. And I think that is the unofficial theme for African Americans during this particular Black History Month. You want to argue? You can't argue with me, you mad. Just leave me alone. That's exactly what every African American is saying right now. It's almost as if they herald our Minister of Foreign Affairs, right, as their minister, their Secretary of State. And Fred Mitchell told all the Bahamian students, these protests have nothing to do with you. Stay sitting right in front of your book and keep studying or keep going to work or keep doing what you do. African Americans heard Mr. Mitchell and said, sounds like a message for us. I also want to talk about contrived chaos, right? Because I think this song is the most appropriate response to contrived chaos. And I kind of think that it's 2026, and this election will certainly prove my theory, possibly it will prove it, that elections in the Bahamas are secured through contrived chaos. But that's just a theory I was theorizing when I was not in studio. So the numbers to call for today, 323-6236, 325-4259. Family Island listeners, this number is toll-free, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text line is always 422-GR96. We're going to start with what is going on, what y'all doing in these cars. I come into you right now, caller, and the first question is, where are the crime reports for 2026? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I am excellent now getting this open line.
Good stuff.
I'm really calling to speak a little on the event, the launch that the PLB had on Monday night.
Okay.
Firstly, let me say that I was very much impressed with your PLB candidate for Senate.
Mr. Wong.
Yes, with the amount of people that I saw, they said that came up with him to support him. I've never seen a candidate in a St. Anne's constituency gather that much people at a PLB event.
It's a big move.
And not only people, young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are critics. We human beings are critics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hide my political
affiliation.
Yeah, everybody knows I support the PLB.
Mm-hmm.
But could I say this?
Mm-hmm.
That was the most young people
I've
heard. You know, I have a little sight impairment, so I usually just talk to people. That is one of the most young people I've seen around the PLB event in over 20 years.
Okay, this
young
is good.
People. I sat in a row with seven young people. I spoke with them.
Yeah.
The oldest one was 21.
Okay.
The youngest one, birthday, was yesterday.
Okay.
They're young people.
All right. Yeah, yeah. This
so
is good.
So if we can attract the young people, I say we now because I know you're supporting Brother Wong. We can attract the young people. Now they're saying now to us that they can't say we can't get the young people no more. They see we get the young people out now.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around now saying all of them people are Haitians. That was there on. I mean, how silly can we? They say this is the silly season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still waiting. Today is now Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting to hear the chairman of the Free National Movement, the leader of the Free National Movement, or somebody like Mr. White.
Okay.
Call that the PLB held on Monday.
Okay, that's interesting.
Good.
So I like the young people are going out. It don't
that's
have to be some. It don't have to be support for Wong. It could be support for the electoral process as a whole.
This is
good for
I'm
everybody.
The hardest thing to do, like I told my son, you don't have to vote if you don't vote, you know. But register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Registering to vote is like buying insurance for a car. You don't buy the insurance hope of getting in an accident. But you buy the insurance in case you get into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So you register in case on election day you want to vote.
Yeah, you change. You may change your mind.
You could vote.
Yeah. I see it as, and thank you very much for calling. I see it as also a means of legitimacy in society, especially if you have kids, right? My call, I was coming to you right now. I am so sorry. It's not a full open line, but I threw a lot of topics on the table. And so I am interested in hearing your thoughts. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good on this Ash Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. It is Ash Wednesday, isn't it? Thank you.
Aaron, I want to comment on this DeAndre Ayton.
Okay.
I know I would have, I'm almost convinced that Ryan Chin didn't table a bill to remove marijuana as a part of being a part of the dangerous drug act, didn't he?
Right, but we're still not 1,000% certain which parts of the act have been brought into force and which parts of the act still remain the passed but not brought into force.
Right. Now, what I was about to say, when I remember that initial meeting that was held when they were talking about legalizing it, you had some prominent faces in that room tonight. Very prominent person. But now, in respect to this, I remember there and someone broke into my house on last year, sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was in court waiting for my case to be heard, right? And this is a real thing that happened. What happened is this white man, tourist, he was brought into court in shackles from his waist down to his leg, handcuffed. And what did he do? When the judge read the charges, this was the charges stated, that he entered the country, and when they checked his possession, they found 3 gummies and 2 Bahamas street value, $10.
Not here in the Bahamas.
That's what he brought to court in shackles and all his other stuff.
Not here in the Bahamas. Street value, that's, from what I hear the people saying out there on the streets where they buy the weeds, that's far more than $10.
I told you what the charges read.
Oh, that's what that's what they said it was.
Yeah, $10.
Oh, okay.
$10, right? $10. But the point is, he said that he spoke with the officers and he told them that, look, I have about 7 more months to live. I'm on a medicinal marijuana. I didn't know the law. I failed, even though ignorance is no excuse of the law. But allow me to make contact with facts on my information to verify what I am saying is true.
So you didn't travel with his medical card?
But the problem is, that was a Friday. They didn't give him an opportunity. They arrested him, locked him up, brought him to court either that Monday or that Tuesday. Right?
Uh-huh.
And he explained the situation to the judge. The judge gave him an honorary discharge, apologized, and asked that he be released. He said he didn't even take even had a chance to take his medication. But lo and behold, 2 weeks later, where's Curtis today? The man who was in charge of the airport, who could have been and do his discretion. Where is he today?
I don't know.
He was somewhere in New York waiting trial for trafficking tons of drugs, according to what
this is a bad. This is a bad example.
That's a bad example.
Listen, it's a bad example. What we need from the state is clarity. We just need clarity. All of the obfuscation, all of the smoke and mirrors, we just need clarity, right?
But they're not doing anything.
Pardon?
They're not doing anything, and innocent men are being held. I wouldn't say innocent men, but men, the young men, lives in particular are being destroyed.
Yes, because it's a... No, I got you. I absolutely have you, because this is a classist issue. People who could smoke inside their houses have a far greater degree of security and safety and, impunity, protection from the law when engaging in this activity. The law says it intends on liberalizing, but we will never know when, right? So I feel you, you know?
So what if DeAndre Ayton... I didn't have contact, although I didn't have contact with his high-ranking official.
Listen, hold on. You remember when I tell you all the texts around me because I exercise in caution? I've seen conflicting reports. I saw a ZNS story that suggested that a member of his entourage was detained and not necessarily, or at least the way that it read suggested the blame doesn't lie with Ayton, but perhaps it lies with a member of the... Right? So I'm still waiting to see how this dance ends.
We need to decide, because we've been dealing with this for far too long. The government of the Bahamas, I mean, all through the United States, they have medicinal marijuana. They have persons where you can go and buy it.
Yes.
In Canada, in Jamaica, but in the Bahamas.
In St. Kitts and Nevis, yes. I with you. No, man, I understand what you're saying.
The irony about this whole thing is that they're saying that we're a Christian nation, right? The irony about this whole thing is Aaron. And I like to be forceful, but then I also be factual. In 1991, the then PLP government tabled a bill which became law under the disguise of the sexual offenses and the and
hold on,
domestic
hold on,
violence.
Hold on, pause. I don't want to hang up on you, right? I'm not going to hang up on you, but surely... You not using the implementation of the 1992 Sexual Offenses Act to suggest that this government in no way thinks that we're a Christian nation, but they're going to continue to pretend that we're a Christian nation. You're not going to use the gay people to do that. But I have some examples for you. Oh, no, I have examples for you that could paint that out. But we ain't going to use the gay people to do that. Because, you know, hold on, pause. It's interesting what you're saying, man, Duncan, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just say this. Because at the end of the day, you think they passed the Sexual Offenses Act for gay Bahamians? Do you think that's why they passed it? They didn't pass it for us.
Then if you speak to Sandra Day Patterson, she'll tell you the laws still needed teeth to protect women who are being abused.
The domestic violence side. Yeah. The domestic violence side, because it's the Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act.
But the only people who benefited from that, they only made it legal for you to bugger one another in private.
No, you're misconstruing.
And made it legal. They can't make a joint legal in the Bahamas.
Oh, come on, man, Duncombe. You're conflating issues. And I don't want, I'm not going to hang up on you because I don't want people to think
enough.
That. Hold on, pause.
I don't have a problem, but I just want the Bahamas to hear what they did.
Pause. I don't want people to think that if I hang up on you, it's because of my gay feelings are hurt.
No, that's not what's happening.
My critical thinking feelings are hurt. Here's what I'm saying to you. Let me continue with the show, and I got some points to make, and you can hear what I'm saying. I'm saying that perhaps what you're saying is valid, but using the Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act to prove the point is not the best example. That's all I'm saying. But
I wanted him to bring some teeth to protect women and children who are being abused
to
and
do
who
it,
are being raped.
Right, to do something substantive. Don't just put some little flimsy.
The biggest thing that was substantive in that is that they legalized that thing to practice it in the private is their own.
But listen,
listen,
because before that point, the activity between women was not criminalized at all. That actually created a whole category of criminalization for women. Listen, thank you very much for a very exciting exchange. We're going to stick a pin because I got a ton of texts here. I don't want to miss them. Here's a text. Good morning. Please note that the Bahamas laws are outdated. We need to make some of these drugs legal and release the young men in His Majesty's prison, Her Majesty's prison. I want you all to know that, like, the name's supposed to change too because it's His Majesty now. I just saying technically, because that's how colonialism works. So here's what the issue is. Yes, we need to liberalize the law, but we have a problem. This is what our problem is. We haven't actually been doing the real work of recovering from the drug era and the consequences. And the impact of that era on society, right? See, the problem isn't that the young man was smoking weed. That's not the problem per se, right? Let's put that on the side. That's one of the problems. The larger problem is that the young man is openly defying authority in a way that becomes detrimental to him, his future, his peers, and his family. That's what the problem is, right? Because the examples that you see are evidence of a multi-layered problem. It's not just that the child, the minor, was consuming cannabis. It's that the child was consuming cannabis and making the most detrimental decisions while engaged in it, right? So I appreciate what you're saying. We need to liberalize and at the same time implement real structural social reforms to ensure that young people are not using cannabis as a crutch, as a emotional or psychological therapy. But I appreciate the text. Good day, and Aaron Aiden, give no free lunch. He should have worn his Ray-Ban camera glasses. Just a word of advice, in case you didn't know, those glasses constitute cameras and are likely included in restricted devices in controlled customs and immigration areas. Okay, don't get in trouble doing foolishness. Let's prep the caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, how are you?
Every sexual investigations.
There we go. I'm sorry about that. Okay, there's another caller, and then I'm going to get back into the stories. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Morning, everything good.
Bless.
See, what the problem is this guest, the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
You see, everything we do, we like slunk and drag our foot and keep kicking the can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have Bishop Simeon Hall on his head, on charge of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
They had Quinn McCartney in charge of the committee. Get all the information and everything and give it to them. I'm recently in over here than we was in 1980.
Yes, we are.
I'm joking.
Hold on, we are much further. Recognize the movement for what it is. They have created an industry. Here's what happened. Prior to the implementation or the implementation of the 11 Act compendium, right? Prior to that, there was already legislation in place that enabled individuals to be authorized to conduct research. The legislation enabled individuals to cultivate, right? To export, right? The legislation, I think the legislation, it being as ambiguous as it was, may have enabled people to process for export.
Hold on, pause.
You're not hearing what I'm telling you. Before the passing of the bill, legislation already existed to enable individuals to do many things that the bill enables individuals to do, including possession and the ability to import or to have the medicine, the medicinal cannabis, brought into the country for consumption in the country for medicinal use. All of that existed, hold on, all of that existed before the 11 bills were turned into acts. What happened is they created an industry which then restricts the people who could have possibly been authorized to engage in this activity before the act can no longer engage in the activity because they created an industry that will be restricted for the purpose of protecting the investment of the initial investments of the initial investors, right? And I want to say that this is similar to the web shop, because I had other questions to ask y'all.
Let me tell you, for someone who's smoking from 1986 to now,
allegedly, hypothetically,
look, they say they're going to decriminalize it, smaller amounts. We have the United States, Canada, we have Jamaica, all them running and decriminalize it, and Trump even just relaxed some things. We still in Cave, in the Cave back in Cave, man, the actor, the Robertson man, who do the pizza commercial, he got locked up last year sometime with one little drink. And then, now he ain't going to with one little drink. Man, the rest of the world laughing at us, man. They joking. If you 21, you should be able to have a smaller quantity, or if you over 21, to be recreational and to be legal if you're in a small quantity. Man, it was going on in this country for over 100 years. Anyhow, they losing the war. So you might as well, legalize it. So children, you could have it, like you say, inside the dispensary, and you got to be 21 to get it instead of buying it all over the street.
I got
you. Man, it was going on in this country for 100 years, people are smoking, man. It ain't making no sense.
I was with you until I watched one car with a black and white plate run a stop sign, and then I watched the police car run the red light for no reason. And behind the people who run the red light in front of them, and they didn't run the red light to stop those people. Right up to that moment, I was with you. And after that moment, I still don't know where we are. Okay, so here's the point I wanted to make. Call, I come into you. Give me a second. Reading from this article, David says PLP needs a second term, right? I found this quote. Quote, Davis also spoke about emerging developments in artificial intelligence, saying the technology potentially offers many benefits for the Bahamas. Close quote. Stick a pin right there. And let me tell you something. You know what that means? Anyway, it means I had to ask the question, so they're going to make AI another mini plantation like web shops and cannabis? What do you mean it potentially offers many benefits from the Bahamas? The same AI we've been talking about for 25 years? That's the one that potentially offers benefits to the Bahamas? Because what I see is a blueprint for the creation of a mini plantation for members of the political class. That's all it is. 5 years in, let's count the 2 years that the Minutes was swinging it around our head, right? Like a hot joint burning the skunk, right? Come in, come closer. Let me come closer. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Great. Ms. Green, I have a question, and I think you are the person that can answer this. I wanted to ask Mr. Strawn this morning, but I couldn't get on.
Okay.
Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
Shirley Street.
Mm-hmm.
whose ministry that fall under? Whose
constituency?
Who's the MP for Shirley Street? I mean, or that comes under the ministry, the Minister of Works, or who purview?
Okay, so
on Shirley Street, Miss Green, is like driving through a track road with potholes.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. A number of constituencies are... Shirley Street is a part of a number of constituencies, I think all the way from St. Anne's to Freetown, all the way up to Wade Watson, right? Like, so a number of MPs have responsibility for parts of Shirley Street, right? And that may be a part of the problem. Of course, the Ministry of Works is responsible for road works generally. That Shirley Street is, like, here's what I'm saying. I read, reading from this article, Davis says PLP needs a second term, and we're going to read from DPM says PLP will focus on ownership in second term. I wish they would own their obligations.
I agree, Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Shirley Street is a main thoroughfare.
Yes. And not only, right, it's a main thoroughfare. It is for tourism, for commerce, for the movement of people, goods, and services, for students, right? It is one of the most vital roads in the country. There's no attention being paid to it, to the condition of the roads, to the road signage, like the lines in the road. There's no attention being paid to the public infrastructure, like the traffic lights and signage. And there's no attention being paid by the police to traffic enforcement, which is why
It is crazy, Ms. Green. A pregnant woman in her final stages driving or riding on Shirley Street can have a miscarriage.
Yep.
Shirley Street is disgraceful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I hope they are listening to this call. It needs to be addressed.
Yes, sir.
Shirley Street is crazy. Tourists and regular Bahamians are up and down on Shirley Street because it's a main thoroughfare every day, and it's like driving through a track road with potholes.
I could be honest with you, at this point in time, I have no care or concern for the tourists except for their safety, right? Except for their safety while they're navigating the roads. Not for how they feel about it or what they think about it, because for some reason, we have a set of tourists now that are just belligerent and rude, right? I'm talking about tourists who come in from first world countries, right? With very advanced and sophisticated traffic management systems, who will look at you and see your car moving and still cross on your green light with no regard. I've had tourists cuss me because I've told them the light is green. Stay on the sidewalk and be safe. The tourists them cuss me. I want to tell them, oh boy, I am. Anyway, let's go back to common sense.
Ms. Green, can you push the letter for some reinforcement for someone in authority to please look at Shirley Street and address it, Ms. Green?
Hold on. You see, the Minister of Transport was on earlier today, right? Let me tell you what irony is. You know what irony is? It isn't just the best performing stock on the BSX. Irony is that you have a minister that's responsible for transport, right? And the only thing they doing on that road that is in such a detrimental space is collecting tax on behalf of the Ministry of Transport. They're not enforcing traffic controls, so they like to be up there. See, they could tell you when you tell the people where the police is be, you aiding and abetting bad behavior. But they like to position themselves on Shirley Street, less than 500 yards away from a spot where all of the traffic offenses take place. See, that's what irony is, right? Is that you will have your personal economy obstructed by hours, right? Impacted by hours because of a roadblock. And all they're doing in the roadblock is collecting tax on behalf of the Ministry of Insurance and License Tax. And right there at Shirley and Mackey Street, like this morning, I had to witness three taxis turn right on red, knowing they know that the light is red. And
road traffic needs to do is on that same intersection where the light is between Mark and Shirley. No, they just need to put a sign: no right turn.
No, the sign is not going to work anymore. First of all, The sign is not going to work. I don't think you understand what I'm telling you, sir, and I got to go because I got plenty other callers, but I appreciate
you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms.
Ray. Yeah, you don't understand what I'm telling you. I want you to look to your left and look to your right, and scope the space that you're in. One of those people is run red like Jesus told them that's what they need to do to get into heaven. It's everybody I know. It's people I know who's supposed to have good sense on this road, acting like they don't hear the stories about PMH every day. Let's get to the next caller because, boy, I got stories and questions. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, listen, JJ, I don't mean to rush you, but I got three calls.
I'm just going to make this very fast. You know, the public has been given the relevant government agencies all of the information that they would not see, okay? And yet, with the information, this seems to be the lackluster performance in getting a lot of these things solved. I called in to talk about the tree roots, as simple as the tree roots, growing underneath Shirley Street, nearby Lover's Lane, mm-hmm. and almost opposite Sacred Heart Church,
mm-hmm.
Where you hit the left side of that, guaranteed. You'll fly off the road and you'll run into the building.
No, you won't. No. See, okay, pause, right? Like, this is a good point. This is a good point right here. I appreciate what you're saying because the roots need to be dealt with. The roots need to be dealt with because visibility is low right there. The road narrows right there. You got the manhole cover to the left, right by the entrance to the little community right there.
You know that road well.
But guess what? See, because here's what my problem is. You got a couple of things happening. Why would taxi drivers think that that's the spot for them to conduct stationary tours in their bus? First of all. Second of all, right? Why do people think that it's appropriate or acceptable to come to a complete stop to traverse over that tree route right there by Matthew, by St. Matthew? See, I appreciate that the tree routes need to be dealt with, but the public's response to the tree routes is, you know, the meme where the person on the bicycle and they put the stick in their own tire and then fall on the ground and say, oh, somebody fall me down, but they put the spoke in their own tire.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. My last point
here,
I can clear the line, is this.
Yes, sir.
Right down to the road reconstruction, they're putting speed bumps in some of these areas where I personally believe should not. They should not put them. Mm-hmm. But the irony of this is they put the bumps down.
Mm-hmm.
And having no regard that the driving public is not aware that the bumps are down, there's no white triangles on these. There's no signage.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
I agree with you.
And we now trying to figure out whether this falls under the Ministry of Works, whether it falls under road traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it falls under Ministry of Works.
Agency is really falling down to the point where they cannot take care of this of the real thing.
Listen,
that should be taken care of.
Thank you very much.
I'll hang up now, and I'll give somebody else a chance to call in there.
Thank you very much. Before we go to the next caller, let me read another quote from that article. Davis says PLP needs a second term. Quote, Davis said his administration is making unprecedented investments in Family Island's infrastructure, with hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into those communities to build and improve roads, docks, and bridges. Proposed developments in the Family Islands also include new and expanded airports, which aim to create new economic opportunities across the country. You know why the figures are unprecedented? Because that's how much decades of degradation, deterioration, dilapidation, and a lack of attention to maintenance costs. Don't act like you're doing something special. Governments are continuous. Also, you know what I noticed in that whole speech and the Deputy Prime Minister's speech? Nobody actually quoted figures. At some point, you're going to have to give us the numbers. You can't be here encouraging us to do well in math and then you give us nothing to count but your mistakes and your losses. Right? An alternate reading is that that's the cost of dilapidation, degradation, and deterioration. And quoting actual figures would be professional. We got more to go. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Erin Cuz.
Good morning, cousin.
Listen.
Yes.
question. You realize that the gentleman, Kingsley Dean, you know, that's Johnny's brother, right?
Hold on, Kingsley Dean?
Yeah, the guy with the thing on Harold Road.
No, tell me. What thing on Harold Road?
The accident with the young man.
Yeah?
Yeah, was digging in the mountain thingy.
No, I didn't know. Thank you. Message me. I can message you, okay?
Okay. Well, one more thing.
Yeah.
How on Tonic Williams Allen Highway, they're leading up to between AF Adley and the roundabout by Government High.
Yeah.
That road is like really, 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 really dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lighting.
I know.
No lighting at all.
Yes. And the Minister of Works on TikTok account. The Minister of Works on TikTok account in boat shoes. The Minister of Transport around the place smiling. Very articulate, very well spoken. Saying nothing that needs to be said. Anyway, as we go to this break, right, I get a ton of questions, a ton of text callers. I hope you could hold over the break, right? Where are the crime reports for 2026? Where does the Public Affairs and Communications Department post their crime reports on a daily basis, right? Why aren't those reports uploaded to the RBPF website? Are all traffic incidents and fatalities being reported by the police? And when you see me in the car with my face screw up,
Leave me alone. Bitchy big man.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going straight to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. All right. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, good, thank you. How you do? I don't know what happened. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you just talk about the PLB's investment in infrastructure, you know, that are millions of dollars. I wonder where the taxes come from. Is it that they would they say they are privatized, like the generation and what you call it, the airports or something. rather than they would say they do things, they did some privatization or PPPs with behemoths, you know, and I would say to them, why don't they just, you know, sell bonds to do whatever, you know, that's needed for the people.
I get you.
Then, I'm saying that what I'd like to say is that the government is responsible for the well-being and without the well-being and the pain that's upon the people.
That's what the obligation they take on.
You know, because why? It is them who, you remember now that the Africans that showed that were complicit in selling us into slavery were the leaders. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and so our leaders is the same leaders today. You know,
now listen,
like,
okay.
Kumi and Kumu.
See,
watch. You know what I'm saying? The leaders like Malcolm X and you know what I'm saying? Leaders who not afraid, who don't worship them powers.
Did you read Marco Rubio's speech to the Munich Security Conference? Read it. No. Secretary of State calls on European leaders to defend Western civilization in Munich Security Conference speech. Things like, it's time to unshackle our ingenuity and build a new Western century. Armies do not fight for abstractions. They fight for a people, a nation, and a way of life. That is what we are defending. We are all a part of one civilization, Western civilization. Listen, quote, we are part of one civilization, Western civilization.
That don't include me and you.
Let me read it, man. No, of course it don't include. Wait, let me say it. We are bound to one another by the deepest bonds that nations could share, forged by centuries of shared history, Christian faith, culture, heritage, language, ancestry, and the sacrifices of our forefathers made together for the common civilization to which we have fallen heir. You mean like the preschool to prison pipeline? Like that? Like that's how we part of the... Anyway. To the text line. The PLP call impressed with amount of young people that show up for a rally. I guess all of them live in that constituency. Many young people ain't even registered. If the PLP were doing such a good job, the youth would be clamoring to vote them back in. I want you all to understand something. If we were doing a good job. So let's go through the layers. It's not just the PLP. The low voter registration and the low youth participation is an indictment on all parties. All parties. And the parties with the strongest, most vibrant youth arms, is the indictment is on them, right? Then secondarily, the indictment is on all of us as people. Because see, here's why you need young people to be engaged in civic activity. Because when we get old, we're going to need the young people to ensure that systems are in place for us when we no longer have the autonomy and authority that we used to have. These are just basic important things. Here's another text. Good day. What we need from the state is marijuana to be legalized for recreational use. Lawmakers need to set up three industries: recreational, personal grow, untaxed, commercial, recreational tax, medical marijuana taxed. Well, if you're going to create another mini plantation, if you're going to let the tourists do it, for God's sake, you got to let the Bahamians do it. I don't think y'all understand exactly what a plantation is, even though you're not only living on one, but you keep rebuilding it every day. Here's a text, Miss Green. I stop even hiding my joint or the fact that I smoke when I encounter a roadblock. Officers get mad. They need to revolutionize their big... It's not about the cannabis. It's about the engagement with authority. Here's another text. Many of our leaders over decades seem to pass laws to benefit a few, the rich, on emotions, and not to benefit the poor. That's a plantation model politics. Good morning, Lady Green. Exciting talk show. However, we are a nation of laws, as stated by the high authority. Our law system is controlled by unlawful high citizens causing injustice at certain times. And the heads of state know better. Bahamas, we need to wake up and fly right for betterment and future development. Selah, from Grand Bahama, we are listening today. I'm telling you, the disregard and the abuse of the principle of the rule of law is at the root of a lot of our problems. Here's one. No transport minister has improved the bus system. They can't improve it because the operators use political pressure. Woo! Bus drivers, taxi drivers. Y'all remember seeing those little green scooters on the sidewalk where they're not allowed to be without helmets or safety gear, which is also contrary to the law? Well, a friend of mine tried to import a handful of electric bikes for his family, and he was told he's not allowed to import them because he has to have permission to import them, right? Yeah. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Boxer Green, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, just three quick points, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't dig up the roundabout by fusion it because he don't know how to use it. The six-leg roundabout, we can't put up a sign to show people how to properly use that roundabout because evidently people didn't know how to use it. The third point I'd like to make is, right, I know how to raise the voters' registration. If you vote or you register to vote, right, your BPL bill, you get 50% off in August, in July, August, and September on your BPL bill. I guarantee you people vote then.
Cash incentives, I think it would work. I think it would work. Yeah. Something have to work, but you know what's not working? See, every time they have a roadblock, right? And when they stop people in the roadblock, they only looking for license or insurance or familiar faces, right? When they do that and ignore people actually breaking traffic controls, like that one they like to have on Meeting Street where the people is turning left on red on Blue Hill Road, from Blue Hill Road to Meeting Street, and the police don't never tell them nothing, that's going to work too. Here's a text. Aaron, you need a two-hour show. I'm callers. I'm sorry, we're all out of time. Aaron, you need a two-hour show. When I see you in your car, face screw up, I go shout, God wants you to smile a while and give your face a rest, right? See, them people want to argue. They can't argue with me. I already arguing with myself. I having a good time. Don't mind what I doing in my car. Anyway, listen, here are some of the questions that will be on the deck for tomorrow. Should school administrators be proficient in basic self-defense techniques? Is it unreasonable to expect a former deputy commissioner of police to be able to subdue and control young people and adults without having to put their hands around their necks? SpaceX landing. Did anybody ask us? Did anybody tell us when the public town hall meeting is for the SpaceX landing approval that's happening today? I don't know. These are just things that I think about. We're going to talk about the Uber service article, and I really want to know why it took you all 5 days to tell us about the fire in Abaco while these were them planning to buy ambulances. That's not how you buy ambulances. You buy them. You don't plan to buy them. You just buy them. Anyway, we're all out of time. Thank you, producer. Thank you, callers. Thank you, texters. See you tomorrow. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.